not wanting open borders, not wanting lockdowns, not wanting forced shots, criticizing lockdowns. All right. So the good news is people now know about this, and it was also trending on X. People going, wait a minute. Kamala says Trump's going to use troops on us and have martial law, but they removed Biden in a coup and installed her and say she's basically the president now. She didn't get one vote in the primaries. And they're saying that they're going to have civil war conditions if Trump wins and not certify him. And Biden's saying, ha, 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 we're going to lock up Trump just 2 days ago again. People are really seeing through and going, wait a minute. You're authorizing the military to operate domestically. And it describes, you read the whole 20-something page document. I mean, it's just everything I put in my films, everything I warned you about, but just public. This isn't, I mean, the FBI once gave us a secret document. That's in my second police state film, The Takeover. And I'm not going to get into when that happened or how that happened, but it's in the film, the secret document of the military prepared to carry out martial law and take our guns and everything else. And so these documents aren't new. They're just telling you it now. Now, what is, well, again, we always talk about betas kept in the dark. Operational is out in the open because once the guns are blazing, once the power is off, once there's a cyber attack, once World War III starts, once the race war starts, they got all those cards in play. They're not going to be able to hide the militaries running around killing people. And the military needs to see them out in the open saying it because that's how you hide it in plain view. You don't bring in the military and say, we're trained to take on constitutional terrorists. You'll be working with local law enforcement in a drill to take on right-wing militias that have illegal weapon stockpiles. That's real drills been done over and over again since Clinton. Really, Herbert Walker Bush was doing it, but it first leaked under Clinton. And we got the documents, and I got leaked training videos, and others did. The military would send us, all right, here's our training videos of our training at this military base, at that military base. We're trained to kill Americans. So now they're like, okay, well, don't hide it. Just say it's good. So that lets you know they took the safety off the gun, it's loaded, and they got it up to our head. And the military's not our enemy. They're being asked to do something illegal. And again, they're creating a destabilized climate where if you got Venezuelan gangs and all these communist Chinese gangs and Islamic gangs activated by the left who they're bringing in and protecting and these assassin teams trying to kill Trump that turns out the FBI and CIA runs, mainstream news, the last month. Well, I mean, if you got, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of military-aged men just from Islamic countries in here that do work for Iran. So if the United States does start bombing Iran and Iran does activate those cells, I'll be on air saying we need the U.S. military to put them down. See how that works? They put you in a position where you got to have it, and there's going to be U.S. citizens working with these Islamic groups and MS-13 groups and Venezuelan gangs. And so now we've been put in a climate where now they can legitimize this to the military because they've set the country up for a fall. But here's the spin. Once they defeat this uprising, once they defeat this threat, then it stays in place. But it gets worse. They're going to have the left uprise, claiming it was done because a cop shot an innocent black person or something. They're already trying that. Call it mostly peaceful. Then it gets out of hand. Then they stage false flags and say right-wingers are doing it. Call that a civil war. And then the military comes in and rounds up the leftists and the right-wingers. Just like you saw over 1,000 arrested from January 6th, most of them totally innocent, did nothing. The most guilty would have, you know, maybe gotten a month in jail and a $5,000 fine. Kamala Harris bails out people that firebomb federal buildings and attack federal officers with hatchets. They don't even get charged. But an old woman walks through velvet ropes when the police wave her in. Yeah, lady, you get 6 months in a federal prison. How's that sound, cupcake? Owen Schroyer didn't go in the building. Bullhorn don't go in with me. They put in the federal filing. Your Honor, he doesn't work at InfoWars. That's a lie. Yes, it's true. Alex Jones says don't go in. Owen Schroyer was there instigating. He went in the building. Didn't do that. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. the federal filings we've shown you, they said Owen doesn't work here, though he worked here 7 years before that. 6 years before January 6th. Now it's even longer. But they don't care because lying is what they do at the top. And they've weaponized most of the judiciary and they think they're going to defeat America. But boy, Ron Paul, who I love to death, why, he came out yesterday, or actually Tuesday, and he talked about it and showed the document and said, yeah, they're getting ready for martial law, and why, everybody went, well, it must be real if Ron Paul said it. Well, all you had to do was follow the links on our articles. It would take you right to the Pentagon's website, and we told you go to page 13. Hell, we write the article and got screenshots of it. Here's a screenshot of it, and here's a link to the Pentagon. Here, just wrap up. That's Alex Jones. You know, he's a little too alarmist. Now, scroll down and show him. You know, we can't scroll down. It's fine. Let me just show you an overhead shot. Let's go to overhead shot right here. So this is what we're dealing with. So lethal force on the American people. But you need to read the whole document. Because if you want to see how martial law is going to go down, it is a total blueprint for it. But again, they need a cover story for why they're locking in your houses and denying medical care to people having heart attacks and then trying to give you poison experimental shots. We're protecting you from a virus that they made. And who made the virus? The Pentagon under Bill Gates and Obama's directive. Then they shipped it to China to have plausible deniability. I'll blame the Chinese communists in 10 seconds for something if they're guilty, but they were working there in a cooperation, but it was old Billy Gates and old Fauci and the Pentagon, and it's even mainstream news. I told you 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, but it's mainstream news now. It was a Pentagon operation. And the Pentagon told the four different vaccine makers what they were supposed to do, and none of it's a vaccine. It's a replicator system for HIV spike protein. Imagine how sensational that statement is, but it's all true. All right, National Russian TV is live right now, and they want to ask me questions, interview me, so we'll do a simulcast for 15 minutes after the break. Done this with the BBC, the Japanese, everybody, but I'll go on Russian television and tell them what's going on with our election. So we're going to do that. You know, the left tells us don't even touch anything Russian. We're not supposed to talk to the Russians. Why? Biden hadn't talked to Putin in years. Well, Kennedy talked to Khrushchev all the time and stopped World War III. We should be talking to the Russians. A lot of folks are scared to talk to the Russians. A lot of people told Tucker Carlson he shouldn't go talk to Putin. We need more discussions, more talk. Very, very important. So we'll put Russian TV on screen here as we go out to break so you can see what they're doing. And then when we come back from break, we're going to be talking to those folks straight ahead for just about 15 minutes. And then I'm going to plunge into the globalist martial law takeover plan, the different ways they can do it. And I'm now very clear on what they're planning. I don't know exactly what they're going to trigger first, but I've got their number. I know you do as well. And here's the big thing you need to take away here. I know you know this, but most of you, for those that don't, exposing this mitigates it massively. And the military is listening so they can compare notes with us on air and they'll see I'm telling the truth because I know what I'm talking about. And then they'll understand more of what's unfolding, and they'll give us intel to understand what's happening. And together we can save the Republic and stop martial law. How's that sound?
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I talk a lot about